Mr. Dodd, that was disgraceful.
But why? The flu bomb did just what it was supposed to do.
But it went off in the bush, not in the actual city. All we got was a few disorientated dingoes. But I'm still in a good mood, because at least I have made a full recovery, and the world is finally utterly taken over at last. I shall be ordering new globes and state flags.
You still seem to have a deep scar behind the ear. That Murdoch has really busted you up. He has such an uncontrollable rage.
I also had that rage when faced with his arrogant keister.
Anyway, it is Vulcan here to see you.
Good morning, Saddam. I have been barred from your Iraqi palace. Your idiotic mother discovered a half-eaten pizza and a portion of mouldy chips which must have been 6 months old, rubbed down the wallpaper.
You were such a fool, Vulcan. You shouldn't have made such a mess. When I do that, I rub the walls with food the same colour as the wallpaper.
Well, at least I can see you in here, in hospital, sir.
I will have to talk to my next of kin. You are needed in operations and meetings with Horta comrades take place at my palace.
Don't forget the assassins you didn't invite in the crowd.
Yes, I had an unfortunate incident once where I forgot my bulletproof vest for one of those attendances, and it was nearly victory for democracy again.
By the way, here is some breakfast for you to aid your recovery.
Vulcan, these eggs are all chipped.
Yes, I had to practice my juggling with something when I came in. One of them hit a receptionist.
Well, that will be all. Oh, the clowns! Well, come on in! Yes, we are the clowns from Saddam's Day Out episode in the circus. We're here for the room.
Yes, we have Tweedies, merchandise.
Oh, yes. Well, my boys' room is in such a state. First of all, it's completely black from floor to ceiling. There's nothing but heavy metal posters all over the place. And a picture of MC Hammer completely covers one wall. I would say it was all black, but some lodgers came who said they were only the Brothers of Stomp. They seem to have chipped the paint, put cracks in the wall and put skid marks across the hi-fi. And as for the windows, they seem to have blown the glass somewhere last week. Well, we'll sort all that out. We just need 8 hours in there. We've got a few Teletubbies posters and a carpet of Fireman Sam and you'll be sorted.
8 hours. Not only is the room finished, but so is Saddam's stay at the hospital.
Mother, I'm home. I'm glad you're home, son. I've got a surprise for you. I've tidied your room. Well, that sounds good, Mother. I never tidied that room. Ever since you told me to tidy the room, I've been holding a dirty protest. And there is at least one banana skin in there that is 5 years old. And I have had many enjoyable nights throwing cupcakes at the wall. Not to mention my cockroach farm. Well, you've been so inconsiderate that I've had to hire a couple of clowns from the circus to sort that room out. Clowns, you daughter of a bitch! Oh, what the fuck?
In Saddam's room just 5 seconds later.
Holy shit, my room looks like a nursery. Oh, what the fuck is this? It's a Teletubbies lamp, a Power Rangers dressing table, there's even Postman Pat logos glazed into the windows. How could you do this to my death metal shrine? That is it, my last straw. I'm declaring war on my own house. What's wrong, son? I just cleaned up the room a bit. Uh-oh, where is the pepper spray machine gun signed by Osama bin Laden? I've had it under the bed. Oh, no, I'm afraid it's got a little rather cluttered and I had to chuck out a lot of stuff. I don't believe it. I had an anti-theft device on that 40-year-old gun. If I were to leave the palace, it would have had an auto-shoot trained on the culprit. Oh, that's why I read in the paper about their bin men being shot. Where's my PC? The one you got for your birthday? There's now in hyperspace. No, I bought another one. It was top of the range. Far better than your old 30s shite. The cheek of that! I paid a whole point for that. Where did you get it? At Backstreet Market, third hand? Oh, actually, it had 5 owners. But it will never have a 6th, unless Martians can repair. But I found a mouse cable and some strange buttons and pieces of plastic embedded into that carpet. Well, it must have been your choice of lodgers. No, I recognise one of those pieces. They were off a PC. But, Mother, it couldn't have been my doing. Mr. Dodd might seem like a boring old fart, but he's been known to smash his laboratory up in a red rage. But that was just when he was testing his homemade nuclear bombs. Yes, his former neighbourhood is now uninhabitable by humanity. You and your friends are a load of screw cases. I would say go to your room, but we seem to already be standing there. Whatever, Mother. If you can just get out of my sight to the living room, I'll already be in my room. Well, you're right, son. The news is coming on shortly. I've got to hear the latest from the world. Well, I'll give you some news. Yesterday, I've now got complete domination control over the free world. Well, I'll see you later. Control freak, son. Well, goodbye, corrupt parental unit. I need to roam back Dad enforcing slavery and civil order across the town. I have to leave this room. Just a few seconds in here is already driving me mad. I can't believe it. There's a Fireman Sam carpet, for God's sake. I'll radio Vulcan. Vulcan, I need you here immediately. I am curfewed in my room.
A little time later.
Oh, it's Vulcan already. Open the window.
I can't. It's jammed.
Well, force it, goddammit.
It just won't budge, the bastard.
Is there nothing you can do?
Not a damn fucking thing. My lockpick, it seems useless. It's as if it's been painted shut.
We don't have a choice. Vulcan, have you got anything hard on your person? Use it and put the window through.
It'll be my greatest pleasure. I'll use this anchor from the Seven Seas.
That wasn't very discreet, but let's go. Saddam, if that was what I thought it was, I'm going to make damn sure you redecorate. You're going to be painting with your tongue. Come on, Vulcan, get to do it with that ladder. I don't believe it. They've skipped me. I can't think of a good enough punishment. So I'm going to wire the doorbell to the mains for when they get back. I am singing in the rain, exited out of my window pane, going down to Baghdad. To make my citizens' lives sad, I'll make the punishment so bad.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Saddam Hussein's Madness Saga.